Whether you realize it or not, God's doing a new thing.
Amen.
It's a God thing. Flow with it. Amen. Or drown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why don't you open your Bibles real quick to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. And somebody open it up for my brother over here. Might want to get one out of the bag. Amen. He's got it. Somebody say, people are hungry. So say hungry, many hungry hearts. Everybody say many hungry hearts.
Many hungry hearts.
And the hungry ones will be fed. Amen. Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be what?
Filled.
Filled. I like that. That means you'll be blessed.
Amen.
And a lot of times we just think that it just means that you'll be filled with just that, you know, that righteousness. You'll be filled with just righteousness. But no, it just basically means you'll be blessed. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness will be prospered.
Amen.
And will be blessed and completely satisfied. Amen. And full.
Amen.
If you want to stay on the blessing side of God, if you want to stay in the side where God can do something with you and for you, you've got to stay hungry for God. And the minute that you start to lose your hunger for God is the minute that you open your doors up to the devourer. When you get complacent, you get bored. Amen. You get sick of the things of God. You've learned it all. You know it all. You don't need to hear anything else. You just open the door wide open. Somebody say, for the devourer. But here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, but of the times, somebody say times,
and seasons,
brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. I perceive in my spirit, I'm just going to let y'all know what, and I've been trying to, talking to Brother Jesse and different things, God is doing a wonderful thing.
Yes, he is.
He is doing a wonderful thing. And you know there are grace. Everybody say the word grace. We call different charismatic churches and different things. And then when you get into charismatic movement, that means grace. There are moves of the Spirit of God, different graces of God, where God just breathes out a new thing. He speaks a new thing. And when God commissions a new thing, when that season's up, a new thing starts to happen, there's new anointings, and even new angels are assigned that will do specific things differently. Even demons get reassigned. Things change. Everybody say, change. And I perceive in my spirit by the Holy Ghost that there has been a drastic change in the climate. How many, I mean, even in the wave of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I'm believing that the saints of God are at an advantage at this point, those that have heard God, amen, and those that are in tune to the Spirit, you're already blessed because you're able to discern what time it is.
Amen.
Why are we blessed? Because somebody say, because I know what time it is. And a lot of people don't get blessed and they miss out on God's best because they're in a la-la land someplace. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of being exactly where God wants you.
Amen.
Instead of doing exactly what God wants you to do. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the season of double dose. Somebody say double dose.
Double dose.
You can't stop your heart's desire from coming in when you're doing what God tells you to do.
Hallelujah.
We spoke that word double, and everything I like, I get double. I got a double dapple dachshund. Amen. And somebody says, well, somebody say more than enough.
More than enough.
Picked up another one. Somebody say praise God. Jesse doesn't even know it. I got another long-haired dog coming in. Long-haired pedigree dog. This one's free. $450 dog, another one sown. Somebody say hallelujah. Found me out. Have to do something. God will give you more. Somebody say more.
More.
Than what you need. I was with a friend of mine today, and I was out there, and the friend said, your pastor, and Rita, you know what I figured? I never called that man. I don't even know his number. Why would I call him from a store? He said I was at a store, and I called him up on the store and asked him to buy me a big diamond ring. I didn't ask him to buy me a diamond ring. He just heard the angels of God speaking. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I said, I don't need you to buy me. You know, somebody say praise God. If you get in sync with God, the things that you desire, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. Somebody say righteousness.
Righteousness.
The walk of God, the plan of God. What does God want to do with you? What does God want to get out of you?
Amen.
You'll be what? Filled. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say it's time,
to get full.
How do you get blessed? Hear the Holy Ghost and obey.
Amen.
Many people chase the wind. Good. So anybody remember those ideas, those teachings that we put out a while back? It seemeth good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for something that seems good.
Amen.
I'm listening to something that sounds like God.
Amen.
And there are some of the things that God has for us at the time we hear about it doesn't seem too good. But I look at somebody and say, it's all.
It's all.
When it's God.
When it's all.
Say, when it's God.
When it's God.
Even though you don't understand it. It's all good. You ever heard people say, it's all good?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Even when God tells you to give up something or leave something alone, amen, to change your direction, change your plans. Look at somebody and say, hey, don't worry about it.
It's all good.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good. You can't stop him from getting blessed. I tell you what, we got another problem going because people aren't going to be able to handle the blessing of God. Somebody said, on you? No, you're not going to be able to handle it when somebody else gets blessed. Because not everybody's going to have the ability to get blessed. Somebody said, you had to been in for a while. No, you don't. You just got to listen to God and be at the right place at the right time. It's none of those things. I've been here longer. I'm first in line. Somebody said, it's the hungry heart that gets fed.
Amen.
We're going to find people that come in here overnight, didn't know nothing, and God hooking them up big time. People like you, brother. Amen.
Amen.
I saw you out there when you came up on that platform. I didn't know what it was. He walked up on that platform, and I felt the divine flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I just felt the divine flow of the Holy Spirit. And look at God. Never preached a message out there. Didn't hound you. Didn't do whatever it was. Amen. But we had church. What day was it you came back? Amen. He came back
today.
It wasn't today. It was Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. He came back and we had church in here. Wasn't nobody else here but us. And the lady from Castaway Church, we were sitting up there and he already had service. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He already hungry. So I ain't worried about you. Amen. God will bless whoever he wants to. As long as God can find a victim. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll find one. Somebody say amen. Somebody say he'll raise up seed out of rocks. When God's ready to bless, you know, he'll find somebody to bless. God's ready to show off. He's not going to wait for you to show how good he is and what he's all about.
Amen.
He'll pull somebody up out of a gutter somewhere. He'll get somebody off a crack pipe, amen, and say, look, it's nothing about you. It's just all about me. I just want to show somebody how good I can be. God's just looking for somebody to put some graffiti on him. Amen. His name.
Yes.
All right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's some good stuff.
Amen.
There are seasons, and God told us the season we were about to go. He said, hang tight, you're about to go through a rough season. We've been through it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear the abundance of rain. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what, it ain't no small stuff. It's stuff you ain't never seen before. You got to hang on because you're not going to believe what this stuff you ain't never seen before. I buy about one pair of shoes every year. I went to a shoe store, went in there, $250, came out of there with eight pair of shoes. Not one shoe valued less than $120.
Woo!
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, and God's not finished yet.
Amen.
Somebody say, it's good time. Amen.
Good time.
How did I get eight pair of shoes? The plan of righteousness.
Amen.
Wasn't out there looking for a deal. Didn't go get a part-time job to save up for a shoe account. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, don't got no time for that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm about God. He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. As you're doing what God wants you to do, you'll walk into your car. As you're doing what God wants you to do, your house will come find you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
As you do what God wants you to do, you know what? That suit you've been looking for, it'll show up.
Amen.
Amen.
People that do what God wants, he sent shoppers out. I got angels that shop for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Didn't you know Pastor Rob was looking for you?
Yeah.
It keeps coming back double. We've been believing for stuff for a long time. And this last week, it's whooped. Y'all know those whoop there it is seasons? It's a whoop there it is season.
Glory to God.
And not only is there a whoop there it is season, it's a double season.
Hallelujah.
Just about everything I designed from God, it comes one and then right about a day after that, another one shows up free. Bought that organ, believing God for an organ. Got that organ, and the demand comes and say, I'm going to bring two more. You don't have to worry about paying for it.
Woo! Glory.
You ever heard of that, Miles? Boy's ready to show up another. Two of them. We bought the cheap when he bringing the good ones for free.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say double.
Double.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. So say hallelujah. Make room for the best of God. What are you saying? Now, what are you talking about, Brother Rob? Where are you going? What are you heading up? Somebody say, do you know what time it is?
You know what time it is.
Some people are going to catch it after it's over. Somebody say amen.
Hallelujah.
It's harvest time.
Yep.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't worry about it. Next season, you'll know. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ever seen people out there, you know, when it's not that season, trying to make stuff happen, when it's not the season to make anything happen? Just running around in circles, mad at everybody, mad at God, amen? Sit back, shut up, and wait, amen? See, none of the abundance will come, amen? This is season to go out and get what God wants you to have, amen? He said, now listen, but of the times and season, brother, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh, somebody say, God's day,
God's day.
Comes as a thief. In the night. Now I know that's talking about the rapture. I know that's talking about the rapture when the Lord comes. But I tell you what. Somebody say the day of the Lord.
The day of the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I believe the day, this day of abundance, this day of revival is coming as a thief in the night. Came in the nighttime. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Catch it. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say seasons. You know what a season is with God? A season is nothing but an appointment. Somebody say an appointment.
Appointment.
With God.
With God.
Different seasons of your life, if God's not involved, you missed it.
Amen.
In every season that you face, don't worry about it. Somebody said, oh, this is a rough season. No, it's an appointment with God. You're going to meet God there. And in every season of your life, God's going to give you a new name for himself. Somebody say hallelujah. What am I about to do in this season? I know a lot of stuff's going on. I'm trying to find out who his name is in it. Amen. I think it's better than that. Amen. I believe in this season, his name for me, you don't know his name yet. See, it's more than just to know the name. Somebody say no.
No.
So you can have revelation of what a name means, but if you know the name, that means you've experienced it. You've been through that season and you're living in the revelation of that season. Amen?
Amen.
In this season, my God to me is El Shaddai.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Last season for me, he was Jehovah Jireh, God my provider. Amen. He just provided exactly what I needed him to provide when I needed him provided. Amen. When we didn't see it coming out of no way, it was there. Amen. Amen. You get up there to pay the bill. Amen. You're looking for the ram someplace. Amen. Finding out what you're going to have to put on the altar. What we're going to have to hawk. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. We've been there. Somebody say, people sit up there trying to look all sophisticated and all this other stuff. You've been there too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get up there. Somebody say, you get up there to the thing. And somebody say, you got to pay the piper. Anybody had to pay the piper? Y'all sitting up here acting like your stuff been together for all. We've been there. Amen. Here we come. And all of a sudden, we went there week after week, day after day, month after month, every Monday. You biting your nail. Lord, don't let the first of the month come. Amen. You know, some of the people are happy. It's 15th. Glory. It's payday. It wasn't for us. It was time we had to shuck out. Amen.
Amen.
Then we got to the season. We went to those things. We went to the altar every time in faith.
Amen.
No matter what we had to do to get the money to get it, we were glad about it. Amen. Thank God we had a ram. We found something under a chair, shook the pillars. Amen. Got the coins. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody showed up. Amen. Didn't matter. Amen. What don't we need now?
Amen.
What can we do without?
Amen.
You go put it in. You know you ain't going to get it out. Hallelujah. Say, put it on a load. You know you done sold it. It's gone. Then we got to a season. Somebody say a new season. And we went to one season, we could take a dirty rag there and get $400 for
it. Amen.
I ain't lying. We went there with a bunch of junk. I'm ministering the word of God. This is my life. I know Jesus.
Amen.
I ain't got to prove nothing for nobody. I got to tell the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that I went through, God was with me. And if he was with me and didn't tear me up, you can't either. Amen.
Amen.
We can tell the truth.
Amen.
We can sit up there and play sophisticated game and miss them. Somebody's in the same place or going through the same thing that we had gone through and had been through. Amen.
Amen.
And you need to know it's all right. You're going to come out on the other side.
Amen.
We'd pile up, just in a minute, we piled up one time, we had to come up with $6,000. What a joke. Had to come up with $6,000 from a hawk shop. We packed a bunch of junk and walked out of that place with $6,000. Junk. Junk.
Woo,
somebody say junk.
Junk.
Somebody said that was a season. But thank God. When that season was up, I mean, I couldn't sell my mother for $10. You know what I'm saying? When the season was up, it just wasn't hitting. I mean, I ain't going there with some stuff. You like this? $50. It wouldn't work. You know why? Because I was going to that altar, amen, expecting to come up with my own stuff. But God said, don't worry about it. I've already provided a ram.
Amen.
I got another way. Amen. You don't have to go that way anymore. You were willing to take whatever you had to take. Amen. But don't worry about it on the backside. Don't worry about it. Hey, you don't have to get there. You be willing to give up whatever you got to give up.
Amen.
There ain't nothing I got that I won't give up to do what God wants me to do. It's all His anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but don't worry about it. You don't have to do that no more. I got a ram someplace. Amen.
Amen.
Somewhere, someplace. Somebody waiting to have it happen. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
That was my Jehovah, somebody say Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Jireh.
God.
My
provider.
So you got to be in times like that when you need provision.
Amen.
So you got to be in a time of provision when you need provision. Amen. When you got stuff that's right in your face and you need Him to come through immediately. Amen. You don't care whether it's more than, you don't care whether it's more than what you need at the point. You just want it taken care of. So don't you be going screaming Jehovah Jireh. Glory to God. Say, God, help me right now. Provide something.
Amen.
You got to know what to call on. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And that's where your faith will work in that season. Mm-hmm. That's where your faith will work in that season. But thank God for days like today. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes. Even though we don't understand. Yes. How do I know it's God or not in this season? I'm not expecting God to do just enough. Mm-hmm. Somebody say hallelujah. That's not how God's moving in my life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not expecting to do just enough. Amen. I get scared. It takes more faith to walk in than this spirit than the other one. Amen. Thank God we finally got $200. Praise you, Jesus. All of a sudden God starts saying that ain't enough more. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. We thanking God.
Hallelujah.
Ben shows up for church after a year. Bass player. Amen. 2 days later, Jeff shows up. Two bass players.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, the God
of
more
than
enough. Do you know what time it is?
Yes.
You got to have faith to see what God wants you to see. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By the way, we're in our fifth day. Somebody say, fifth day. Somebody say fifth day.
Fifth day.
I was studying. If I were going to show you some things you can study in your own Bibles, I got to shut up in 15 minutes. We're in revival. That's why we don't need to have long service. You just got to make every one.
Amen.
And remember what you had.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
But I believe we're in the fifth day. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons. Somebody say lights.
Lights.
For
seasons.
Somebody say lights.
For
seasons. How many want to take advantage of the seasons? Then you need a light. See, I'm upset. I was upset. You know why? Because I think people are going to miss out on what God is doing right now. They're not going to catch the wave. And God's not waiting for nobody. I ain't driving the bus. He is. He's driving the bus. He makes it rain. He causes these things to happen. Amen. All we can do is speak the word. But I perceive that the people's faith are not where His word is at this point. Somebody say amen. Therefore, I want to teach this word to you. Somebody say lights
for
seasons. A lot of people don't take advantage of the seasons because they have no light. What do you need a light? Light always represents revelation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation. In every season, make sure you get the revelation of God, the word of God, not just some prophet liar up there running his mouth about something.
Amen.
But I'm talking about a heart from God, you know, the voice of the Lord. Amen. What God's talking about, the word. Somebody say light. Somebody say, I need a light in this season. And I tell you what, when you get the light in the season, it might appear darkness. It'll be all right. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't have to be in the dark. It's a hot season. Pray that God opened the eyes of your understanding. Amen. Your spiritual discernment. I was driving down the road with Sister Bell and Brother Jesse, just as clear as day. I said, Did you see that? Just as clear as day. Two big old clouds just walk right in front of the car. Mm. Glory of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say lights.
Lights.
Four seasons. Then he said, listen, affirmance of heaven to divide the day from night. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say lights. Divide the days from night. Wake up. How do you turn a night into day? Light. He's a light that shines in the darkness. Somebody say hallelujah. Some of you in the night season of your life. You know, it's nighttime in your life. Amen. But this revelation is going to come to you. Amen. It's the revelation of God's word that makes the sun shine. Somebody say lights. In the night. As soon as you see, glory to God, as soon as the light comes on, you see what's right in front of your face, you'll be able to grab a hold of it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to make it quick. Now listen, lights from day from night, and lights, and let them be lights for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Somebody say, lights in the heavens.
Lights in the heavens.
To give light,
to give light
upon the earth.
Upon the earth.
Now you know what that means, doesn't you? Light in the spiritual realm will give you light in the natural realm. See, that's where the light comes from. You get the light on the inside, the word of God going in the spiritual realm. Somebody say spirit. Amen. Then you'll have light to walk in the natural. So many people walking in just in darkness. Just don't know what they're doing. Don't know where they're going. Just walking in circles. You know, just missing it. Amen. Just circles and circles and circles. Why? Because you know what? They're in darkness in the realm of the spirit. Mm-hmm. You ever seen somebody just walk with determination and complete focus? And say, why? Because they can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're not moved by what, you know, they're not moved by, they can see in the spirit. Amen. See, what you may perceive is not really there, amen? But what you see in the spirit, that's what reality is, amen? We're not moved by what we see, hear, or feel, amen? But we're moved by the word of God. What you perceive in the spirit, that's reality. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Now, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule by day and the lesser light to move by night and stars. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. But the times of the seasons, brother, somebody say hallelujah. Go, let me just give you verse 20 and then you'll see where we are. Real quick, and what God wants to do. And this is my take on this. Genesis chapter 1, verse, is what I believe God's about to do. Verse 20. Pray that I still got this passage in my Bible. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And y'all know in verse 15 is when the first reference of the switch takes place. But right here, was it Genesis chapter 1? Right here, 18, and to rule over the day and over the night and over the light of the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And verse 19, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters, someone say the waters,
waters.
Bring forth
abundantly.
My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Think about this. How many want to bring forth abundance?
Amen.
How many want to bring forth abundance?
Amen.
Some say the God
of more than enough.
In the fifth day, is five represents the number of grace. In the fifth seasons of your life, and in the fifth day, this is the fifth year of our church.
Hallelujah.
God will demonstrate himself. You're going to study this on your own. But he will demonstrate himself as God, El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And he's telling you how to get it right here. In verse right here. And God says, let the waters, someone say waters, bring forth abundantly. The moving creatures that have life and the fowl that may fly above the earth. And in the open firmament of heaven. Someone say waters.
Waters.
And heavens.
And heavens.
Say waters.
Waters.
And heavens. Waters. Say it one more time.
Waters.
And heavens.
Heavens.
What do both of those things represent? Spirit. Mm-hmm. The heavenlies. The realm of the heavenlies. Someone say amen. And waters. Amen. Everything came up out of the water. Amen. So I would say this. Glory to God. You know, all life starts in the water. They figured out that all things started out of the water. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would perceive this. Those that are going to be blessed with abundance are those that are going to get blessed. Remember that teaching that we did several weeks back about being ye full of the Holy Ghost, be filled with new wine? Notice that the day, the first day of the fifth year of Nations Church was Pentecost Sunday, the day when the Holy Ghost was poured out. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Amen. A man is supplied. Amen. Your supply is already on the inside of you. Somebody say hallelujah. Get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Get full of the joy of God. Get full of the grace of God. And out of that flow, it will materialize into blessing. Somebody say, Spirit.
Spirit.
Somebody say, Spirit.
Spirit.
Say it again.
Spirit.
Fifth day is God of more than enough. Then after God starts to flow in this more than enough season, something supernatural is going to happen. Somebody say, the sixth day.
Sixth day.
Which I believe is just about in the last day. I believe we have two more waves. Fifth day, God of more than enough, where God's going to bring his people into great abundance supernaturally. People have been preaching about the switch. Brother Hagin's been talking about it. Copeland's been preaching about it. This is a season where it's starting to demonstrate. This is a season where it's starting to happen. I believe God's people are going to supernaturally come into great wealth in this next season by the Spirit of God. There's going to be another day right after that. The next wave is the sixth wave. It's the sixth represents the number of man. And two things are going to happen in that wave. I believe in that wave, the spirit of the Antichrist will be strong. Amen. But also at the same time, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That new creature in Christ. Amen. We're going to see the man of God the way God intended him to be. Blessed, full of the word of God. Amen. We're going to see spiritual giants. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know that on the sixth day, God created man in his own image. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the sixth day, God created man in his own image. I believe that in this next wave, after that abundance wave, somebody say, now that we got all this, what do we have next? Somebody say, the transformation. Amen. When we're going to start to see the signs and wonders, people walking in authority as in days of old.
Yes.
Amen. The sixth day, the revelation of the sons of God. The Bible says that all of the creation groans to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means the sixth day, amen, some things are going to manifest. Amen, those supernatural signs and wonders. And then the seventh day he comes. Mm-hmm. Somebody say he rested. And we'll be with the Lord for how many? What? For 1,000 years we'll rest with him. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Was it reigning with him for 1,000 years? But he comes on the seventh day. Hallelujah. Somebody say the day.
Of rest.
And we'll rest with God for how many? 1,000 years, and a day with the Lord is as of a what? The seventh day will rest with God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So say two ways. Ways of abundance through spiritual. Through the ways of the Spirit. Get into the way of the Spirit. Get into God. You're not going to do it on your own. This is God's thing. You who have begun in the Spirit, you think you'll be able to finish this thing up in the flesh? Get in the Spirit of God and watch what God does. You'll start to get ideas. God will start to speak to you about companies and different things. Amen?
Amen.
But don't let those things have you. Stay dedicated to God.
Amen.
Then there's going to be a wave. I mean, people are just going to be enjoying the Holy Ghost and those that get into the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, accompanying that Spirit is going to be waves of abundance. Amen?
Amen.
Right after that, you're going to have spiritual rejuvenation. Amen? Be walking in new authority in that sixth day, and the seventh day the King shall come. Why don't you stand up? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all catch a little bit of that?
Yes.
Did you catch a little bit? I pray we don't have to touch it too much anymore. Somebody say, get ready,
get ready for a move
of God.
God.
If God's going to do anything, you know what it is? Bless you.
Amen.
Somebody say, the blessing,
of the Lord
maketh
rich,
and he addeth
no
sorrow
with it.
So many of the good things of God, we just want to push away because we don't think we can handle it, but we can.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, be blessed.
Blessed.
How many of you sense that new wave? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just want to bless you. Is that all right? I'm done. But I just want to bless you. I just want to stir up the well on the inside of you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Trust the Word of God. Trust the Word of God. Trust the Word of God.
Yes.
Trust the Word of God. I'm talking about big stuff out there. I'm talking about God's about to do big stuff, and we see it.
Amen.
We're not just prophesying stuff. We prophesied it months ago. But we even see in the natural what God's about to do.
Amen.
God bless you, honey.